These guys would be about 20 weeks old. They're not too far from market. They're finisher pigs, just a bit bigger than the other ones, and some of them are feeding. That's why you can hear a bit of scrapping in the background. Yeah, I'm nearly a born and bred pig farmer. My parents bought a pig farm when I was about 10. I've been brought up around young and very happy to still be living here.
When did you decide to take on the piggery as your own business?
Well, I actually worked for my parents for about 10 years before we took over part of their farm. Originally, I came home to work in the business to see if I wanted to stay in it. I'm very pleased to still be pig farming. I enjoy it.
Can you just talk us through your operation here?
Okay, we have two different pig farms that operate together. One of them's our breeder site, where all the sows and boars are and where the piglets are born. And when the piglets are old enough, we wean them and bring them to the grower site, where they're then grown out till they're ready to go to market. Now, we've got about 25,000 pigs on hand at any time.
What's your approach to farming?
Well, we do have some great sustainable things about our farm. All of the pig manure, we firstly capture the gas from our pig manure and turn it into electricity, which we then use to power our site, and we sell the excess electricity back to the grid. We then reuse the pig manure on our farm as fertiliser, so we buy a lot less synthetic fertiliser than most farmers, so I think that's really good, and it's, you know, it's great for our country, and it's even better recycling.
Right now we're sitting at the farm and we're looking out at a big dam where you've got 15 million litres.
In the dam, that's a big covered pond with a plastic cover over the top. The dam holds 15 million litres of pig manure, and then the cover captures the gas that comes off the manure, which then goes up to a generator and is turned into electricity.
Why did you choose to go down that path of using green energy and renewable energy in that way?
We had a great big power bill. Our power and gas together used to cost us about $15,000 a month. And now we're actually saving that amount, as well as being paid $5,000 for the excess power we sell. We did hear about other people doing these kind of projects overseas, and we've kind of adapted it to our conditions, but it's really been a great success.
And of course, you're a finalist for the New South Wales Rural Women's Award. How do you think being a woman has had any impact, if any, to your approach to farming?
Well, I think I'm very lucky. I'm one of three daughters in my family, no sons, so there was always a bit of tough competition amongst us, but we didn't have to compete with the boys, so maybe that was a good thing. I feel I've been given lots of opportunities in agriculture. I never felt inhibited by glass ceilings or anything like that, but it certainly is a male-dominated industry. There's not too many other females in the industry. There certainly are some who are doing great things as well, but mostly it's men in the pig industry.
To what extent do you think women are adequately represented in not only pig farming but all areas of agriculture?
Well, in New South Wales is a good example, because the New South Wales Minister for Ag is Katrina Hodgkinson, a female. The head of New South Wales Farmers is Fiona Simpson, another female, so I think we have some representation.
Now, Edwina, you're also a mum of three. Can you tell me a little bit about your family?
Yeah, I'm very lucky to have three beautiful kids, 6, 4 and 2, but they do keep us very busy. And it is always a juggle running a business and a farm and having kids. I'm lucky I have lots of help and ever willing grandmothers. And I'm also lucky that being on a farm, it is a little bit like a community. Just the other day, one of the men that works on our farm asked if he could take my 4-year-old daughter with him, and he took her for half the day driving a truck with him. So there's lovely little things that happen about being a community that makes it a nice nice place to bring up a family as well. And my kids are lucky enough to get to eat pork about five nights a week.